Welcome, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to see you. Okay.
Thank you.
We need good kohanim. We need every blessing we can get our hands on. We need every bracha we can muster up. Okay. All right, Moshe, thank you very much. A huge help. Keep. That is a huge help. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbach. Let's study from the Sfas Emes. And don't recall exactly which year, and it does not appear on the page. So I'll have to just mention that it's on page 96 in these editions of the Sfas Emes.
So we don't know
it. I don't know it. I don't know it by heart. It's later. It's not in the earlier years. It's in mid to later years. As opposed to Reish Lamed. I think it's in the Mem or Nun. And we're going to look at the feast that begins Bamedrash on the pasuk Ulekachtem Lechem or Ulekachtem. Excuse me. Agudat Ezav Tvaltem Adom Asher Basof. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the process of bringing the first Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim, should involve dipping a bundle of hyssop and then taking it, dipping it into the blood of the Pesach and placing some of that dam on the lintel above and then on the posts, the mezuzos of the homes, of the openings of the doors, of the Pesach of the homes of every year. Now, it's a very interesting thing that on the words v'lokhum min hadam, Rashi says, zu kabbalas hadam. Now, what does that mean, Kabbalah Saddam? What does that mean? That this signifies Kabbalah Saddam is one of the key acts of Avoda, of a Karba. That you bring the blood together in a basin from the base of Shechita of the animal. So Rashi is making it very clear that this was not just Pesach Mitzrayim, it was a Karba that was being brought. The Rebbe of Lubavitch in one of his Sichas says that if you're bringing a carbon and you are mekabel the dam, then you have to go with that dam to a mizbeach and then place the dam either on the corners or on the base. You have to have a hazot. You have to have the dam placed or sprinkled on the mizbeach. That's what the mezuzos and the mashkof. That the mezuzos and the mashkof were like the kranos of a mizbeach. That this was a carbon
and
a chinami. At that point, it was before any of the mitzvot of Avoda and before the designation of Kahanim and Levim, etc. And everybody in Klal Yisrael was going to serve Hashem and place dam of their karbon on the mezuzos and on the mashkef of a home the way you would put dam on a mizbeach. And the entrance to the home marks the kedusha of the home when you put that dam on those mezuzos and mashkef the way you would on a mizbeach. But the question that the Sfas Emes wants to now answer is, why not place that dumb with a finger? Why with Agudas Ezov? So he brings the Medrash. Medrash in the footnote says, Kolema, Ani Ose Eschem Aguda La'atmi. Using that kind of a bundle of the Ezov, the bundle of the Hyssop, is an expression of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is binding Am Yisrael to Hashem, Hashem to Am Yisrael. And he also says, Agudah la'atzmi. But notice how it doesn't say agud la'atzmi. It says aguda la'atzmi. Meaning that Am Yisrael is being bound together for my purposes. It's not quite as if the Medrash is saying, I'm binding you to me, Klal Yisrael, and myself to you, Klal Yisrael. Not quite. I'm making you an aguda of all of you together, la'atzmi, and then bound to me, even though your state now, spiritually, is very lowly. So this is the beginning of the choosing process where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I'm making you my very unique, designated people. But the idea of the shiflus that the Ezov represents, the lowliness of it all. Look at the lowly state we were in. As the Malachim said, so let's see how the Sfartemes understands the importance of taking the Agudas, putting us all together, and then together we deserve to be looked at in a special way, Hashem says. Together we can be taken by Hashem as His people. Perish. She'af al-pi she'hem shvalim, though, Am Yisrael, you're so low in the state you're in. Kimesh nekosim. The pasuk in Yecheskel, which we say at the Seder, Va'at Eirom Ve'Eria, you Klal Yisrael Ve'Eirom, naked, Eria, not decently prepared to become a nation, Eirom Ve'Eria, you have no mitzvahs and no zechuyos, you have no merit, no none of your own standing. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Al Yidei Sheyis Asfu V'Yeis Aguda Acha. Oh, that's really something you should mention. Every time Am Yisrael comes together, individually, we're not so powerful. And individually, maybe we don't have zechuyos enough. And maybe today also, individually, we're not so powerful. Individually, we don't have zechuyos enough for redemption. But if we come together, if we are mekayim a little bit of what we talk about, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yesu Kulam Aguda Achas, and then especially if it's Lasa Yisritzoyin Chavalev of Shalem, right? We can accomplish a lot. We become a whole different nation in Hashem's eyes. And if we recognize that each of us alone, what can I be, what can I accomplish? But if I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and that's very much something that we do in our avoda, when you do something, and that's sometimes the Yeratzim, we say before mitzvah, B'shem Kol Yisrael. In the Hinvimukum Mzumim that we say before many mitzvahs, we conclude by saying, we're doing it B'yachat Shem Yichud, so I'm doing it not as an individual, I'm doing it as a yid, with you, for you, as you, together. A whole different mitzvah, a whole different accomplishment. And if I do that, then the fact that I recognize that I alone can't accomplish what we need to accomplish, but together we can, then that shiflus, that very fact that I'm thinking, I alone, any one of us alone, is just really so not accomplished. Certainly, in the case of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where were we? What were we? But mitzvah shiflus, recognizing that we need each other, if we have that humility, A, and then B, as a result, join together with the klal, yavo elohem eizem mikay. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, okay, now you're a whole different, now you're in an entirely different circumstance. You're in a circumstance that I'm ready to take you. That's the meaning of the Medrash. That if you are recognizing that you need each other, recognizing that together you can accomplish something, you will. And then, ani oyse eskem aguda la'atzmi. Then I take you, plural, all together. But that means that, Sfasemis is Kinesius, that you're shiftless and recognizing that you're individually not going to get it done. But together you can, is going to make sure you succeed. And it's going to make me, Hashem, look at you as a very special people. Kibitzias Mitzrayim Hayarak Haskolo. And now he moves on to the second point, which is the state we were in. And that we were all really very much just at the beginning of real life. Life as a yid, life that's meaningful. What did we know? What did we have under our belts, as the expression would have it? This was just the beginning. Sheyotu Lecherus Mitachas Yad Paro Lehiyas Mulchon Acharkach. We're being taken from Mitzrayim in order to prepare us, so we will be muchan thereafter, lichnois b'klal avdei Hashem b'kabalos. The whole purpose of taking us from Mitzrayim was to become Hashem's nation, become the Am Segula,
but it's just the beginning. Coming out of Mitzrayim was just the beginning, and we have to know it, we have to understand it, and feel there's something great that's going to happen, that we're going to become. And that's the remez, that the blood is placed specifically on the mashkef and the mezuzah. Why? Leida, so we would know, we're only at the door. We're just entering into a whole new realm, into a whole new palace of what life is going to be as Yidden. This is just the beginning.
It's a Pesach.
It's a Pesach with a Sof, right? No, that's a very important issue. We're just entering. Kemosh Kosov, like it says in Shir HaShirim, which we read on Pesach, because it's Hashem taking us, so we read that. Tiskli li, achoisi, vayosi, yainosi, tamosi, the pasuk. Open up for me. Let me in. We're just at the door. We're meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu. You're opening up the door. Oh, look. I'm ready to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just at the door. Step inside. Step inside. There's so much more to see. And then Medrash there famously says, Pischuli Pesach Kichudo Shalmachat, give me a pinhole. Let some Kedusha into your life. Let Hashem in as big or as small of an opening as a pinhole. I'll open up for you a vista. You'll be able to come into so much holiness and so much meaningful accomplishment as a nation and individually in each Yiddish life. This coming to the door and being at the Pesach was what was happening. That what really was the dynamic of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Hayarak psichas haPesach. It's just opening the door. Now he says, how that little bit that we did to say, okay, we'll do a Pesach and we'll put the blood where Hashem asks us to, and we'll remember we're just at the door. We'll step out of that door tomorrow and follow a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That little opening is the meaning of Hashem taking us, valuing that opening, and sparing us, saving us, in merit of the fact that we came to the door. And that's pshat. That's the whole point. It's the pshat in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Piskili achayisari yasi yasi tamasi. Just open the door a little bit. On Pesach night in Mitzrayim, that's what we did. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ah, so for that reason, I'm going to protect you. Because that beginning is so valuable to me, I'll protect you, I'll protect that beginning, because I know that if I hold on to that beginning, it's going to flower into a whole beautiful national reality. Am Yisrael will become Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected that little bit that we presented with that night and said, I saved Am Yisrael for that reason. Hashem al HaPesach. Now, everybody knows the famous Targum. On Upasach Hashem al HaPesach. Targum does not say Upasach Hashem al HaPesach means Hashem will jump, skip over. Targum there says, instead, V'yechos Hashem al Tara. That Hashem will have compassion on or at that door of your home. So Hashem is saying an unbelievable idea. Doesn't say in Targum, V'yechos Hashem al, Hashem will have chas, will have rahmanis and pity or compassion for the people who live in the house. It says, al Tara, waiting for the opening. Because the meaning is, if you have made that opening and stepped up to that opening, Hashem Yisbach says, I protect that opening. It's so valuable and dear to me. I know that you'll be taking that opening and like the Chuda Shel Machat, you'll be deserving ani eftach lachem kipiskei shel heichal. That's Upasach Hashem ala Pesach, as the Targum says, v'yechois al Tara. Because it means an appreciation for the fact that you're stepping up to the door and realizing that there's an opening and saying, I'm willing to come through it and beyond it. And the beyond it is the ultimate. That's coming to Har Sinai. Going into that big heichal that Hashem is going to open up for us. And then he says, Hagam sheyotzu biyad rama. Remember, we're talking about the shiftless. We're talking about the fact that we're just at the door and we're really without zechuyot and we're really not without, we have no mitzvahs. We don't know what mitzvahs are. We don't know what they're going to be. We have conceptions of a possible greatness because we know we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and of the Shiftei Kav, more than that, not. How about the fact that it says in the Pasuk of Bnei Yisrael, Yotzu B'Yad Ramah, sounds like we were so self-confident and so proud. But the truth is, again, the Targum says, Resh Gali, which means we went out openly and with a sense of dignity and pride, as opposed to peeking out in the dark of night, which is why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. The Tzva Yisrael came out broad daylight. Let's see somebody stop me from taking them out. Hashem, we went out in broad daylight with a sense of pride. Hashem's taking us. But it wasn't that Yod Ramah means I am accomplished. No, every Yid who went out said, Hashem's taking me. Hashem's taking us. And Yom Mitzrayim can't stop us. That's what Yod Ramah means. So Hagam Sheyatzu B'Yad Ramah, Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach Sheyiyu B'nei Yisrael B'Einehem Agudas Eizem. Hashem wants us at that moment to know Agudas Eizem. You're each so small, but come together and know that together I'll take you and we'll accomplish. Lay down to know, ki hem adayin etzel ha-pesach, like you said before, you're just at the door, l'kavois, or l'kavois, with hope, l'chnois l'fnai l'fnir, with hope that you will enter. K'mashikosav heviyani ha-melech ha-dorav, again, from Shir HaShirim, the famous pasuk, heviyani ha-melech ha-dorav, which is all about coming to Matan Torah. Shir HaShirim Rabbah, the measure says, HaMelech HaDorav means you're coming not just to the Pesach. HaDorav means to the inner chamber. As a matter of fact, the Tosefta in Chagiga and the Medrash mentioned that there were great men who attempted to go to the innermost chamber of Pardes, right? Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, Elisha, Ben, right? Rabbi Akiva, and Acher. Yeah? So, and then the pasuk is Heviyani Hamelech Chadorov, because that cheder means the innermost chamber. We're just at the Pesach, but there are these huge chambers of knowledge of Torah of Kedusha that will be available to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Am Yisrael, know that you're at the Pesach, and celebrate the fact that you're at the Pesach. Put the dam of your carbon on the mezuzah and on the mashkev. Sanctifying that new beginning, sanctifying the Pesach through which you will march proudly out of Mitzrayim. But no, you're just at the Pesach. You're just at the beginning. But the real palace or the temple, the Heichal that will open up for you, that comes next. You come to Har Sinai and you'll be able to then go step by step by step in Torah and Avodah into Hashem's Heichal. Have that in mind as you march out of Mitzrayim. Know who you are now, but look forward together in the Aguda says of to what you will be able to become as you march through this Pesach. And in the next piece that begins the Pesach, Kadosh Likol Bachar, it's also very much focused on the idea of beginnings and the power you need to do everything today based on the right beginning. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the correct, powerful beginning for everything that we, Am Yisrael, accomplish to this day. And that's why we have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day. Not just because we're going to be thankful for what Hashem did, but because that powerful beginning is the power with which we should be predisposed today to pick up on where we left off yesterday with a new beginning, with a surge of new energy, a new emunah, a new commitment. And that's what Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is. And that's why every day is the day we're coming out of Mitzrayim. And we'll see that, I'm skipping ahead, but we'll see that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says to us, Zachor es hayom hazeh, asher yitzasim, remember this day, every day, and make your every day as if today you're marching on, and marching on by the strength of how you came out and how it all began when you first came, when you first walked through that Pesach. A big kasha here that he's coming to answer is, and it's an amazingly obvious question, Simon Yud Gimel in Parshas, Simon Yud Gimel in Chumash Shemais Shvi in Parshas Bo, Vidav Hashem U'Mashalim. Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, Tetzah Kol Rechem B'Vnei Yisrael, Ba'adam U'Babahema Lihu. Mitzvah of sanctifying the firstborn. Next part. Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am. You would expect Moshe to say the mitzvah of Kaddish Li Kol Bechor. No. Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am. Zohar Ez Hayom Ezeh Asher Yitzosim Mibes Abod. Next point. Hayom atem yoytzim b'chodesh aviv. And then, v'hoya ki yiri acho, etc., etc.
Shiva Shilman Pechel Matzois, Uyam Hashvi Chag Lashem, the mitzvah of Higadat Levitcha Uyam Uhulaymar, mitzvah of Magid for the Ben Shangri De Alishol, At Psach Loi, and then, Vahoya Kiviacha, etc., etc., Vavarta Kopeta Rechem Lashem, meaning between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, telling him, give us the mitzvah of Peter Rechem and Kavish Likol Bechor. And the time when Moshe actually tells that to us, there's the interjection of Zohar Hayom Ezeh, Zohar Sitzias Mitzrayim, and number two, Mitzvah of Magid, the God of Levincha, and also Mitzvah Tzil. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells us Kavish Likol Bechor. So why is that? Because Kavish Likol Bechor means the beginning, and understand the power of a beginning. And that's why you are to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, and mark Pesach. And that's why this is all written in our tefillin, because of the powerful beginning, and what power new beginnings should have for you every day. Let's see it inside. Kadosh Mikol B'chor, V'yem R'mayshon Zohar, V'yem Ezeh, V'yem Tosin Yitzrayim, V'yad Chazok, V'loi Yachol Chametz, V'chadish Ha'avit, Hemshech Zeh L'tzivu Yashem Yisborach Kadosh Li. This all flows from Kadosh Li, before Moshe tells us the mitzvah of B'chayra, because HaRemez Hu, Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim Hoysa HaScholas, Hachnafas B'nei Yisrael Tachas Malchusa Yisborach. Because coming out of Mitzrayim is the beginning, like the Bechor is the beginning of a whole new life and of a whole new generation. The Haskola Hu Ha'ikar. How you begin, that's most important. K'may Shekasav Kayv Achris Dabar, Me'reishisa. Which doesn't mean that the end is more important than the beginning. But the Achris is good when you had it right, Me'reishis, from the beginning. If you get the beginning right, then you got a shot at getting it right all the way through till the end. Utsrichin lizkar dais la'olam. And this has to be remembered and appreciated forever. Uzechira zos mevi koyach uzrizus b'chol ha'mais. This can bring koyach, this can bring us a sense of, not just urgency, but a sense of applying ourselves, and a sense of verve in everything that we do, each morning, every day, b'chol ha'mais. But if you forget the power of that beginning, then you get somehow not just accustomed, or you start to do things by rote, but even worse, you start to not believe that anything we're doing is so important, that it really is going to bring about differences, that it's really filling of the great purposes of life itself, let alone that's going to bring us to Geula. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zohar Es Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day and bring elements of it and of that excitement and energy into your everyday. Then things will go right for you. And you won't have chametz, which means sar shebe'isa. You'll be able to beat back the yetzahara and excitingly and positively so, encouraging yourselves with this. That's why Hashem says specifically b'chaydesh aviv. Bikur kolat voice, when the grains are just then coming full and ready to be harvested. None of this is just accident. It's all intended to be this great beginning of Alhu Rashis Vahachana, Lukhalamadrega Yisrael. All the greatness of Klal Yisrael, all the foundations are being laid at that point. The foundations are being laid, and then everything else gets built up correctly if those foundations are good and strong and deep. And the good and strong foundations are when we're at that Pesach and we're leaving the shrine with a certain attitude, with a certain commitment, and with a certain verve. B'zat Moharem is the mamar kadosh likol b'chor. It's what the whole idea of b'chayra is. Yeah, of course, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the b'chayra Yisrael the very moment that all of the b'chayra Mitzrayim died, and of course that death of the b'chayra Mitzrayim was the Makkah B'Patish that ended up with Max B'Cheris, finally Paros, that's free, of course. But the idea of B'Cheris is much bigger than that. It's because we are Hashem's B'Chor. The first message to Pharaoh was, B'ni B'Chori. You see, I have a whole design for this world. And in the design for this world, I start with Yisrael. As a matter of fact, that design came before Adam HaRishon. There was the design, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. B'Reishis, B'Shril Yisrael. B'Reishis. So the beginning of Bria and the beginning of history, all is Am Yisrael. I just want to conclude by pointing out that the idea of this
Bechera representing a beginning, in Benish Chai, and in Kedushas Levi, and others. They all say a very similar thing. Before you do something right, or before you say something correctly, what do you have to do? Think. So you know what Bechera stands for? Bechera stands for the machshava, the preparation, the beginning that sets you on the right path to doing, saying, behaving, accomplishing. Kedushas Levi's words, Lashon Bechor Hu HaMachshava, Shehu Reishis HaBechor. And what does Kaddish Likol Bechor mean? Sanctify that. Sanctify your machshava and your plan. Your Reishis. Because if you sanctify that Reishis, then it'll be Toiv Reishis, right? Toiv Achris Dover Mei Reishis. And in the Basayim also said, a machshava nikreis Bechor. So Kaddish Likol Bechor means get the right beginnings. The beginnings were correct in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sanctify good beginnings every day in life. Sanctify your new beginning every day, like you did in Mitzrayim, because that way it'll be indeed, like we said, Toiv Achris Dover Neireish Yisrael. You'll be able to accomplish great things with the kayak of new beginnings, like you did in Yetzias Mitzrayim.
When you at the start with